Some golfers are putting away on a green at the Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks. This golf course is home to one of the biggest annual events in the PGA Senior Tour, the Invesco QQQ Championship. You can see the TV booths going up for this internationally televised event taking place this month. If you're not a golf fan, here's how big it is. It's like they decided to play an NBA playoff game in Ventura County. It's a huge deal in the golf world. Golf fans come to this course and tune in to see some of the world's top golfers. But it means something else for more than 30 local nonprofits.
We're very grateful. It's not just golf, but there's charity.
Bambi Holsaka is with Thousand Oaks-based Many Mansions, which creates and operates affordable housing projects in the region.
The money goes to our children's services and to all of our services for affordable housing. But this year, it will go to all of our residential services, including the veterans site that we will be opening next year. It's the first permanent veterans housing.
Another one of the beneficiaries of the tournament is Oxnard-based FoodShare, which helps thousands of people in need in Ventura County every month.
It's 75,000 people every single month. The demand, it doesn't change. I wish I could say it goes away and that we feed people and then they don't need our help anymore. But ever since the Thomas Fire, the need has actually increased. We distributed almost 1 million more pounds last year than we did the year before. So almost nearly 12 million pounds of food was distributed in Ventura County.
Monica White is FoodShare's president and CEO. She says they've teamed up with Dole Foods, which is a tournament sponsor and has its corporate headquarters in Westlake Village. The company will sponsor a run and food drive to help the nonprofit during one of its toughest times of the year.
Our warehouse is a little empty right now. People love to give during the holiday season and we appreciate that and we always count on that, but as we get further away from the holiday season, we notice that it does go down. The need is always there. We need people to donate now.
The golf tournament is teamed up with the Sherwood Country Club's charitable foundation, Sherwood Cares. Sherwood Cares president George Carney says they raise money and get money from the tournament, which they distribute to local nonprofits.
Well, Sherwood Cares was started 4 years ago. It's the philanthropic arm of Sherwood Country Club. In the last 4 years, we've given almost $1 million to 32 local charities with a mission of helping families and children that have educational, safety, nutritional, and medical concerns. We are the official charity of the Invesco QQQ, which really means that we benefit financially. We then add that to what our members have done to give back to the local charities.
While the tournament raises a lot of money for nonprofits, you would never mistake it for many local charity golf events in the region. It's a key part of the PGA Senior Championship, the Charles Schwab Cup. It's one of three season-ending events in the Senior Tour. Phil Bau is executive director of the Invesco QQQ Championship.
This event will be the second of the three Charles Schwab Cup playoff events, a format that was modeled on the FedEx playoff on the regular tour. The first event, to qualify, you have to be in the top 72 on the money list. Then that cuts down to 54 players. So 54 players will come to compete with us at Sherwood. And then that field will then get cut down to 36 players. And those 36 go on to compete for the Charles Schwab Cup in Phoenix 2 weeks after us.
Paul Goidos is one of the top-ranked golfers taking part in this year's tournament in Thousand Oaks.
This tournament here in Sherwood is the second to last event. It's the middle playoff event. You know, you can equate it to maybe, you know, the Final Four. You know, if you don't do well here, you don't get the pass, you don't get to go the next week. We're down to the nitty-gritty. It'll be best 54 players. But the reality is, this is our semifinal.
This year's tournament is October 26th through 28th. For each ticket sold now through October 12th, the tournament will donate one to a local charity. Veterans and first responders in Ventura County can also get free tickets as thank yous for their service. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.